Rightful ruler, Gbagbo's inner circle has been fleeing his former foreign minister seeking shelter at the home of the French ambassador, Ron.
Alistair, police suspect a serial killer is to blame for 8 deaths along a remote section of beach on Long Island, New York. Police are rushing to finish the search for victims.
We want to do this before the spring foliage grows in and makes it more difficult. And if there are any more bodies out there, we want to find them.
Police Commissioner Richard Dormer of Suffolk County. The remains of 3 victims were found yesterday. Authorities suspect the killer has been at work for 2 years. A change in procedure in a death penalty state.
Cleve Foster is set to be executed tonight in Texas. He's been found guilty of kidnapping and murder, but his execution tonight will be different than those of the recent past in Texas. He'll be administered pentobarbital, which is predominantly used in veterinary euthanasia. That's because the lethal drug of choice, sodium thiopental, pentol is no longer being made. Sodium thiopental was favored because it was supposedly painless for the executee. There are concerns that pentobarbital, when used on humans, won't be. Foster's case will be the test. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
The Mona Lisa, as in the painting, is in the Louvre Museum in Paris, but the inspiration for Da Vinci is believed to be a woman buried in an Italian convent. There are plans now to exhume her grave and examine her remains in hopes of settling this issue of whether she is the model once and for all. The portrait was painted about 500 years ago. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
1110 KBND, depend on us. And a good morning to you. Welcome to News Talk 1110 KBND. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, good morning to you. I'll give you the full forecast coming up. A little bit of a change coming in, not exactly what you expect for springtime. The news today brought to you by Allstate, now with new lower rates just for Oregon. Let the good hands give you a great price. Call a local Allstate agent at 888-ALLSTATE or visit allstate.com today. Let's check in the news center. Here's Kim. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Gas prices are seeing an uptick again this week. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose has the details.
The price for a barrel of crude oil is at the highest it's been in 2.5 years. Marie Dodds with AAA says unrest in the Middle East is the cause of the hike.
That makes investors nervous about potential disruptions in supply, and therefore we see the price of crude go up.
Compared to some other spots in the country like Alaska and California, Washington and Oregon are actually down a little in the overall rankings of the states.
Washington state is 8th most expensive at $3.82. Oregon is 10th most expensive this week.
Oregon's average is $3.78 a gallon. Diesel even more at $4.15 a gallon. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Working families in Central Oregon have a tougher balancing act than ever. First, you have to get the job, then you have to keep it. And if you have children who are sick a lot, it can be a huge challenge. Yesterday in Bend, community leaders went over a comprehensive local survey. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more on the results.
It's happened to many of us. We're at work and we get the call from the school or daycare center. Your child is sick and needs to go home. But in this economy, that scenario can put a big strain on a small business. John McLaughlin is with the Children and Families Commission of Deschutes County.
I heard those stories of people who lost their job because they took too many sick days because of their children. And then there are those who their child care costs as much as they earn or close to it, so there's no point in their working. So no, they're really between a rock and a hard place.
A survey of 30 Central Oregon employers and more than 1,000 workers shows the biggest hurdles are the cost of child care, finding care for infants, and figuring out what to do when kids are sick and they are turned away from school and daycare centers. Community leaders now hope to take this information and come up with some possible solutions for businesses and families. I'm Lori Robb reporting, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Hit and runs, homicides, and serious domestic violence calls. That's part of an increased workload the Bend Police Department is having to deal with. Police Chief Sandy Baxter says the department is running about 4,000 calls ahead of last year.
And every one of those types of calls, they require generally more than one officer to respond to, followed up by significant court time as well. So it's really a drain on our resources.
Baxter says she's working with City Manager Eric King to design a proposal for the Budget Committee and Council by the end of May. She says there are tough decisions ahead as the reality of austere budgets meets the challenge of keeping up with an ever-increasing police department workload. And law enforcement agencies and domestic violence support programs have high hopes that a new program will save lives. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams has the details.
It's called the Lethality Assessment Program, essentially an agreement between police and Saving Grace that has officers evaluate the risks to victims when they arrive on a scene. Often the officer will make the first call to the helpline and then give the phone to the victim. They thought they would receive about 160 calls a year, but they're actually getting 2 calls a day. If that trend continues, that's more than 700 a year.
We absolutely believe that this is going to save lives because we already are seeing so many more victims of domestic violence receiving domestic violence program services, and we know that that is what saves lives based on the research.
Trish Meyer, the Assistant Executive Director of Saving Grace. Nationally, 96% of people killed in domestic violence crimes had not reached out for help. Meyer says local officials believe this program will save lives. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A big question among investors in Central Oregon, is it time to dip your toe in the waters yet? Eric Schultz is the co-founder of locally based commercial real estate company, Compass Commercial. He says there's one great indicator that it is time. A group of investors who are somehow able to avoid losses during the market crash seem to have a crystal ball.
They've been sitting there since 2005, and we're seeing those folks come back into the market. And to me, that's sort of a signal. These people are patient, they're smart, they kept their money through the recession. They are investing while others are fearful. And while others were investing, they were fearful.
Schultz says this group of investors is the leading edge of economic recovery here in Central Oregon. And that is a look at the news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome to the 1110 KBND Morning News. Traffic today, chains or traction tires are required if you want to go over government camp. Head over to Portland today. That's the story. You got your studs off? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Other than that, we've got some lane work being done at 3rd and Revere. That's been going on for a few weeks now. Our forecast, however, it's just not very springy.
Scattered rain and snow showers are going to remain with us through the day. Snow levels that are about 4,000 feet, and we could see about an inch of accumulation in some spots. A shower or two this afternoon as highs climb to 48. Tonight,